Wednesday, July the 3rd, and you're tuned in to the Chami Podcast. I'm Vince.
I'm Anthony.
This is the Geek Chic Culture Show. We talk about all the cool things in the whole wide world. Happy, happy Canada Day to all our fellow Canadians who have celebrated the Canada Day.
Yeah, boy!
The day of maple syrup. Poutine.
Oh, that poutine.
Jif's dinner.
I'm sorry.
Jif's? Isn't it Jif's dinner? Is that what it is?
Is that what it is?
I think so.
I don't even know what that is.
It's Eastern Canada. It's like a soup boiled. It's like boiled meal, boiled corned beef.
I don't know what's going on and over potatoes. There. And they're all weird over there.
Yeah, it's true. That is true. What else is Canadian? Nanaimo bars.
Nanaimo. Is Nutella Canadian?
No.
No?
No, no, no. I wish.
I wish.
That too. Would be our pride and joy, but that's all we have maple syrup.
Yeah. Actual beer.
That's a sensitive topic. I don't know if I want to talk about that one. That one's a little dodgy.
They got some water down there.
That's a little dodgy, my friend. I don't know if we...
They got some wheat-flavored water.
I would say the Europeans would have some words with us.
Over beer?
If we started being proud of what we produced.
The British, they'd be like, listen, Guinness, my friends.
Yes, the Germans might come after us. The Belgians will come after us.
Belgian beer's pretty good.
It's my favorite beers.
Really?
I like Belgian the best, yeah. Mm.
I think my favorite one is French.
Mm. Oh, what about that? Haute couture?
Le fin de mont.
Oh my god.
That citrus beer.
So rich. Speaking of beers, what beers are you going to be drinking on the 4th of July, our
Nothing.
Fellow Americans?
Doesn't matter here.
Well, happy 4th of the July to you down south.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get into any gunfights.
Yeah, because you'll die.
Yeah. That's our pro tip.
pro tip? Maybe think about gun control. I don't know.
Just your friendly neighbors to the north.
Just think about it. I'm not going to say do it. Just give it
think
a thought.
About think it. About it. Just think about it. Okay, cool. This week we're doomed.
Dude, we got a lot of doomed. No, we got a lot of cool stuff. Because we got a question to chew on.
Oh, sure.
We got some questions from Peter.
All right.
I think we got something else. I don't remember.
What is...
Pick one.
Okay.
I'm waiting in suspense.
All right. Peter writes in.
Mm.
After listening to the show, decided to try Always Be My Maybe with the wife.
Okay.
Vince is right. This movie is not only a little better than Crazy Rich Asians, it's a lot better.
Ooh.
I think that's the extent of his opinion.
Okay. That's it? Yeah. Oh.
Okay. Vincent mentioned something about Evangelion coming to Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
I never got to finish the original anime back in the 90s.
Okay.
I believe I stopped at episode 16 or something.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so I just wanted to skip all that and watch Death and Rebirth. And I have to say, what a waste of time. Then, moved on to End of Evangelion.
Mm-hmm.
I think I need drugs to really enjoy this ending.
Mm-hmm.
I like to think that I am somewhat of an intellectual, but... why am I not unable to understand this ending? Perhaps maybe you guys can explain. With such an ending like that, why are the toys selling so well? Is it something I'm missing?
All right, Peter. I think you're missing the back half of the show.
I think you're missing episodes 16
to the end.
To the end?
That's, you can't just watch the end movies and be like, I don't get it, bro. Like,
yeah.
Shit's dumb.
Yeah.
You gotta watch the thing. Like, that's the equivalent of when people get really mad at game reviewers at game outlets. And they're like, we reviewed the game, but also...
we didn't beat it.
I played half of it. Like, what?
B plus.
Makes you really feel like Batman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's the only advice I can give you. I'm not gonna tell you whether you're going to like it or love it. But I will tell you, you need to finish it to understand it.
Yeah, because even if we explain anything...
yeah.
It won't make any sense. You gotta watch the show.
Yeah, the thing about Evangelion is, like, the first 10 episodes actually roll up, like, just standard anime fare.
Yeah, it's very, like, I was gonna talk about it in my week, but it's really Monster of the Week type shit.
Yeah, it doesn't really kick into its stride until episode, I think, 12.
Mm-hmm.
And then beyond episode 15, it just goes insane.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Like, it just roller coasters into this madness.
Yep.
So, you kind of skipped out on, like... where shit really hits the fan, and then you kind of went to the ending.
That was like me with Madoka. Like, yeah. I didn't get Madoka because, like, I'm not going to be like, this show's garbage, but, yeah. like, the first couple episodes didn't hook me.
Yeah.
And apparently I stopped just before.
You did. That's a good series.
Yeah. That's what I keep hearing.
It's a good series. I should watch that again.
But at no point would I just be like, yo, explain that shit. Why is it so popular? I don't get it.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, I missed out on something.
And then as for the toys, I mean, like, that's a...
That's just robots, baby.
Well, no, I mean, it's... Let's face it. It's Evangelion. It's like, say what you will about the show, even if you don't like it today, if you're introduced to it today, if you're a fan of the past, it was definitely like one of the landmark series.
It's groundbreaking.
And yeah, it's definitely. It's the same reason why, I don't know, think of your favorite, like, he's cartoon. Why is it so special?
I don't like He-Man. I think He-Man's super
yeah,
dumb.
But
also...
Yeah, it did something back in the day, you know?
It hit a nerve.
Yeah, for sure. So that's why it sells so well. I mean, definitely it sells more because it actually comes from a good property, a good license, something mm-hmm. that's great. But yeah, that's the short of it. I think he had something else here. Oh, Anthony should play this game called Vampire Knight.
Yeah, I own that game. The game's very good.
There you go.
And by... Very good. It has good gunplay, but also the voice acting is trash. Yes. So it's amazing.
Yes. And lastly, before we record, I think I put on a trailer for some Gundam thing.
Mm-hmm.
I think he has a bit more information on that.
Mm-hmm.
It's the first ever Gundam app coming to America.
So is it an app or is it a game?
Gundam Battle Gunpla Warfare. It's a mobile game.
Okay, this is definitely a gotcha.
Yeah.
It's gotta be, right?
Yeah, I'm out, guys.
It's a gotcha, but with parts?
With an original Gundam story.
Now you gotta play it.
Nope. I'm out. Sorry.
But look at these main characters.
They're so anime.
Yeah, the actual trailer just was an anime trailer.
Yeah.
And if it didn't say, like, Gunpla Mobile at the beginning of it, I would have been like, what?
Yeah, this is just anime.
It's just anime.
So, cool. Coolio.
I guess. Sure. Whatever.
All right. Next up, we got a question to chew on. Paul writes, what do you think is the best
mm-hmm.
movie trilogy?
Oh, shit.
For the purposes of this question, we can leave money, earnings out of it. Just your favorite overall. Would you pick the classic Godfather trilogy, or does the last one drop it from the running? Can the same be said for Back to the Future? You can use the sub-trilogies you can use sub-trilogies for this, like Captain America movies, or even the first three Toy Story movies, since the fourth one shifts into a different character focus without Andy. Yo, spoilers, I haven't seen three.
Dude!
Thanks.
Dude!
Same can be said for Indiana Jones, if you don't like aliens.
Yo, but he gets into that fridge in that one.
He does. Does the original Star Wars trilogy make your list? We all know how much Anthony loves Star Wars.
You do.
Star Wars.
Yeah, yeah. I love it.
He loves the Star Wars.
Great. I don't know if I have an answer for this.
This is tough.
This is really tough.
This is tough.
Because, like, usually with trilogies, like, they're not all fantastic. Like, the first one that comes to mind that I really enjoy is Ip Man.
I think it's like Jurassic Park, but okay.
Yeah. Ip Man's, like, that first movie, amazing. Mm-hmm. That second movie, real good. That third movie, hilarious.
That's the one of Mike Tyson?
He fights Mike Tyson, yes, right? Yes. I don't know. I just feel like when it comes to trilogies, a lot of the times the source material kind of runs dry, or, like, the interesting portions of the source material. So...
Wait.
I don't know.
I'll tell you what. The latest Star Wars episode 7, 8, 9 mm-hmm. could be my favorite, depending
really?
On how this last one ends. Because I love The Force Awakens, and mm-hmm. you know I loved The Last Jedi.
True.
So yeah. Depending how it ends this Christmas, that could it be could my be. Favorite.
Was there three Captain America movies?
Yeah, there was Cap,
yeah.
Winter Soldier, sure. Civil War.
Oh, Civil...
Oh, is there Civil it is. War? No, that's Captain America.
That's a Captain America?
That's a Captain America.
Is it?
But, like, if we're going to do that, can I say The Avengers, even though the third one's in two parts?
Is it in two parts?
Well, yeah, there's Avengers.
Oh, yeah.
Ultron,
yeah,
and then
yeah,
there's
yeah.
Infinity War Endgame.
I forgot about Ultron.
Yeah.
I guess that counts.
Because, I mean, that's got to be it.
That's pretty good.
That's a pretty good
that's
one.
Pretty good. I'm sure if Kill Bill had a third movie, that'd be yours.
Okay, I'll tell you my personal one.
What?
Apart from the original Star Wars, I think it might be My favorite movie, Casino Royale.
Oh.
Quantum of Solace.
Yeah.
And then Skyfall.
That's a real good argument. That's
like, I know Quantum of Solace is the weak one.
But the
bookends on those. Holy shit.
I would rather have great bookends than the whole, like, where it just peters out.
Yeah.
I don't know. Man.
Lord of the Rings is good, too.
That is a good one.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if I have one.
No, you don't got, like, John Wick 1, 2, and 3.
But we're still going. They're still going.
How do you want to pick a Fast and Furious? 1, 2, and 3.
Oh, 2 sucks dick. But those bookends, though. 2 so fucking bad. Man, I think, The Godfather would be good if it wasn't for that last one. Maybe I'll just pick It Man at this point.
Okay.
Like, for right now.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess I would. I'm cheating right now. I'm looking through...
Like, best trilogies?
Yeah, best trilogy lists.
Ever.
Ever forever. And Terminator. I like Terminator 2.
Oh, Terminator was a thing.
Yeah. All the Raiders. I haven't seen all of the Indiana Jones stuff. I haven't seen all the Hannibal Lecter stuff.
You haven't seen all of Indiana Jones?
No. I've seen that one with the fridge.
So the worst one?
I think that's the only one I've seen.
Oh, wow.
I think I've only seen the one with the fridge.
Okay.
Oh, there it is. The Shrek trilogy.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
Found it.
Oh, man. All right.
The Bourne series.
Oh, yeah, that was good.
The Bourne series was pretty good.
Identity, Supremacy, Ultimatum.
Ah, fuck. No, there it is. Die Hard trilogy.
Oh, okay.
Oh, the Rocky trilogy?
Yeah, but the problem with the Rocky one is, like, there's more than 3 now.
Tobey Maguire's Spider-Man.
There's a real contender. Oh, man. Oh, do we want to do X-Men? Like, 1, X2, X3?
I don't know. You know what? I think I would... Oh, Pirates of the Caribbean trilogy.
Oh, I do have a soft spot in my heart for that like the original trilogy before Orlando Bloom decided to just peace out.
Mm-hmm. Infernal Affairs was a trilogy?
It was. I wouldn't.
It's the movie that The Departed's based off of?
No, I wouldn't know that.
You know what? I gotta go with Die Hard.
Yeah?
I like all those movies.
Okay. Then I'll go with the Daniel Craig Bond, the first 3 he did.
Yeah. The Die Hard trilogy is rad. Cool. And it's got a good arcade game.
Cool. Was it good?
In America, it's Die Hard, but in Japan, it's Dynamite Cop.
All right, that's fair.
Dynamite Cop's fucking rad.
Sure, that's a fair one. Yes.
Is it Dynamite Cop? Yeah, it's Dynamite Cop. And then they rebranded it for America as Die Hard. Yeah, Dynamite Cop's awesome. You fight an octopus as a cop.
Huh.
Are you looking through more stuff?
No. I was just reading the story on Kotaku. So as we're recording this, I think we're leading up to Anime Expo.
Yes.
I just read a story about a girl. She's dressed up as looks like a blonde anime princess chick.
Okay.
With a giant rifle.
Okay.
But she went to the beach to take some pictures.
Yeah.
And the sheriff spotted her and thought she had a real rifle.
And shot her?
No.
Oh, fuck.
No.
Let's see. Is there pictures?
Yeah.
She got arrested?
Yeah, she got arrested. For having a rifle. A fake-ass gun.
Yeah, but it's... Isn't it like an open carry or whatever in the States or whatever? Some shit like that?
I don't know, man.
It's California. Is it in LA?
I think so.
Is California open carry?
Santa Cruz right now.
Let's see. Santa Cruz open carry.
Riveting. Riveting radio. Absolutely riveting. Well, do we got an answer?
Yeah, you can hear. Yeah, it's a it is a crime to openly carry any firearm in public.
Well,
rip.
This rifle is taller than her. So,
rip.
And with that, let's talk about some picks.
Yeah,
I got some anime picks.
Go.
So, if you're keeping up with the current season of anime, you will know that Attack on Titan's current season just concluded.
Mm-hmm.
And with its conclusion, it has revealed that the final season of Attack on Titan is coming fall 2020.
I can't believe they're still going with that show. I feel like the popularity for that just died off super hard.
Well, it's weird because the first two seasons were like back to back. And yeah, and who can forget that song? And then they just disappeared for like 3 years.
Yeah.
And when they, by the time they came back, it was way, yeah, popularity has died and there's just way more cool shit going on.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. I don't know what happened.
I followed that show up until episode 4 or 5.
Oh, yeah?
And I got fucking bored and then I just stopped watching it.
I watched, I think, the first two seasons.
Was it good?
Yeah, it was entertaining.
Okay.
Some wild animation.
Yeah. TJ told me stuff that happens after the anime.
Mm-hmm.
And I am uninterested.
Yeah.
I don't think I'll be watching this one.
I feel like I should, just out of obligation.
Mm-hmm. Out of obligation? Okay.
I feel like I should finish the things I start.
Sure. Okay, you know what? You do you. I'm not going to judge. You do you. Just go for
it. I liked Mikasa.
Go for it.
I never understood why people like, is it Levi?
Yes.
Levi Strauss?
Levi Strauss.
That's not his real last
Strauss.
Name.
Strauss!
That's the name of the clothing brand.
Levi Strauss.
You know why Mr. Levi Strauss is so famous besides making jeans?
Why?
He invented the coin pocket.
Really?
Yeah.
It's so useful.
You know that thing? Yeah, you say that. No one uses it now.
I use it.
What do you use it for?
For coins.
Liar. You carry coins?
Sometimes when I have like fives on me and I buy like an iced coffee or like a hot chocolate.
You carry coins?
And I put coins in my coin pocket. Because my phone has a magnet on it. So if I put it in my pocket, then they stick to my phone.
Use the coin pocket?
Yeah.
You keep your phone in your right pocket pant?
Yeah. I had to switch because my left pocket pant started getting holes in it.
Oh, dude. That's just sad. Get new pants. Get some new pants.
But it's only the one pocket.
What are you saying? You got to put holes in both sides?
Yeah, so I got to wear them out.
No, I think that if you've got holes in one side, you have worn those pants long enough.
Listen, remember that time we were at, was it, some con with Rex? And we were at the Walmart looking at toys, and I put my phone in my pocket, and it fell through my pocket.
Yeah.
That's when I know I need new pants.
Dude, that was like a year and a bit ago.
Yeah, so I've been wearing these new pants since... Like,
they're not new anymore.
What are you talking about? They're like only like a year and a half old.
Oh, get some new pants. Or get some quality pants.
I only wear them like 4 to 5 times a week.
Oh my god. You need multiple pairs of pants. How old are you?
Listen, I'm just starting. I now own 4 pairs of shorts. So I'm working my way up. I gotta take my 2 pairs of pants, of which I only really wear the one.
Oh my god.
And I gotta work my way up.
What happens on the day when you have to wash those pants?
Well, like laundry day, usually I just stay in.
Oh, you know. You're like, I deliberately can't go because I have no pants? Because
I have no pants.
Because I have no pant?
Or I wear shorts.
Wow. Okay. You disappoint me. You disgust me. You're disgusting.
What?
You're awful.
What? I washed the pants.
Disgusting.
It's just that now that it's cold in my office, I bring my one sweater to work every day. So I look like a cartoon character where I come in with the same outfit every single workday.
Gross. Well, thanks for lightening us.
You don't need more than 2 pairs of pants.
Yes, you do.
No, you don't.
You need at least multiple types of pants.
I have one pair of khakis.
Because you can't, there is no one pant that you can use in every situation.
Beige khakis.
No.
That is the one.
No.
That is what I use in every situation.
No. And if you only want to use one, I would just get black pants.
Oh, yeah, but my black pants, like, they attract lint and stuff, and they got, like, you gotta lint brush them all the time.
Get some better black pants.
Man.
I don't know what to tell you.
They were like $15 at H&M.
Oh, well, there's your problem. If they're that cheap, why don't you get two?
Because no, see, I gotta save money.
What are you gonna save $15?
Yes, I don't know. Maybe I'll need it down the road.
Just don't eat lunch one day.
What if that day? I do that a lot. Don't worry. What if one day I was walking home and they're like, "Listen, give me $15 or you're dead." But I spent that money on pants.
Then you give them your pants.
No, he doesn't want pants. He's got pants. Who wants the cash?
If someone's going to rob you for specifically $15. Fuck, you might just tell them, like, wait for me to go to the bank. I'll get you a 50.
Yeah, hold up. I'll come back. Like, here's my calling card.
Jesus Christ. All right. I don't know if I have any more picks beyond that.
Okay, I got some video game news as per usual. Hearthstone is coming out with a new expansion called The Saviors of Ulduum. It takes place around a lot of the adventurer characters in the lore.
Yeah.
And with it, they're coming out with a lot of new cards. And also, they're Hall of Faming some old cards. One of which I think is very devastating to me personally, because I've been playing this one deck, is the rogue card Vanish. It is a 6-mana cost card, and it is return all creature or all minions on the battlefield to their owner's hand. So it is a like kind of like a smoke bomb Vanish, like get out of here.
Yeah.
But it's very useful in Rogue because they don't have a lot of mass removal. And I want to say this is their only mass removal.
Ooh.
So they're getting rid of it. Rogue mostly has a lot of spot removal, but yeah.
Interesting.
Kind of sucks. But yeah, there's a lot of new cards. There's one quest that gives you a super powered hero power, which is 2 mana. Draw a card, reduce that card's cost to 0. The thing is with that, it seems very slow, where you could get like a 10 cost card for 0.
Yeah,
that sounds great.
Yeah, yeah.
But you're still spending 2 mana per. You have to complete a quest to do it. And really, like the 0, unless you're like super lucky, that 0 mana probably doesn't really help too much.
I see.
There's a lot of other alternatives. There's a lot of better cards too. Like there's a mage card called Luna's Pocket Galaxy. Yeah, 7 mana I think, and it makes all creatures in your deck cost 1.
Oh.
Or is it 5 now? I think it's 5 now. 5 mana.
That sounds nice.
Yeah, it's super good. It's really good. It's used in a lot of like OTK combo decks for mage.
Hmm.
And so there's a lot of cool cards like that, but with that comes a new pre-order bonus. You get if you pre-order the packs, you can get either 50 packs at a discounted price or 80 packs at a discounted price with a exclusive hero that you can only get through this pre-order bonus.
Hmm.
I forget what the hero is. I accidentally closed the tab. So, yeah. Oh, wait, no. Found it. Elise, the Star Seeker Druid. So it's a new druid hero.
The Star Seeker.
Star Seeker. So yeah, 80 packs for $79.99 American. Or
American.
Or 50 packs for $50 American. So $1 a pack.
It's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money. You are correct. I did buy one of these before.
Yes, you did.
I did. And it did like boost up my dust collection a lot. And it actually was enough to get me into the game. But also, I don't think I need it. If you play enough during the season, you'll get enough gold to buy at least like 50 packs or so through just in-game currency, if you're not spending it very frivolously. So yeah, there's that. Apex has started season 2.
Yeah.
With it comes a new battle pass,
yep.
New map changes,
yeah.
And a new hero.
Yeah.
So the new hero, what's her name? Her name is Watson.
Watson.
With 2 T's, because it's Watt. Like electricity, and she uses electricity. Her character's fucking rad because she puts up perimeters. She's mm-hmm. like a new defensive hero, and you can put down these like electrical fences. And when people pass through the fence, they get slowed significantly, but I also think they take a little bit of shield damage. So that's pretty cool. And her other move is a like interception device, pretty much. She puts down this little device. It spins really fast. And anything coming towards you that's enemy-based gets zapped out of the air within a certain radius. So if a Bangalore throws an airstrike on you, drop that down. It gets rid of all the missiles. If people start chucking grenades at you, you chuck that down. Just it zaps all the grenades. So it's a really good defensive option. And this game has been missing
a defense hero.
They have Gibraltar, but Gibraltar fucking sucks. Because he's a thick boy. So his hitbox is large. And even with their little buff, like giving Caustic and Gibraltar some basic, like 10% less damage, I believe, it's still not enough. Like, Gibraltar's kit is just not good enough. Where Caustix is good in a certain situation. So, at least his is pretty useful. So it's cool. Watson looks rad. She's got a lot of pretty savage fucking finishers. Yeah. She just, like, disintegrates people.
Why is she dressed like Amelia Earhart?
So she's a scientist.
But she got, like, the poofy aviator jacket with the...
I think it's all like electricity insulation.
Oh, okay.
I think that's the lore.
So that's a rubber cap she's wearing.
Yeah.
A giant condom on her head.
Pretty much. Okay. Yeah. Also with that, so the map changed. Within the lore, someone has hacked the system.
Hacked the planet.
They hacked the planet, baby. And they took down these like towers that are surrounding the map. And the towers were the things that were keeping all the animals at bay.
Yeah.
And now the animals from around the map that were flying or walking or whatever are coming into the island. And they're... pretty much hazards. So you can shoot down these birds that give you either loot or loot boxes, or have a chance to at least. Or there's now new stage hazards, like there's a giant walking dude, and he can like stomp his foot down, and if you're in the middle of it, you just die. So that's cool. Like, they changed up a lot of the main fighting areas, and a lot of places that were really boring to fight in. Like, there's one that was a burned out forest, so it's just flat land, and
yeah,
as far as the eye can see.
Yeah.
They put a lot of stuff in there to make fights more interesting.
Yeah.
Which is what the game needs. And what also is a new battle pass. So the new battle pass, they listen to everybody else. They now have daily and weekly quests. So you can do quests that like automatically give you a level of battle pass. And also they just added more skins, more crafting shards, and more loot boxes. So as you go through the battle pass, if you complete the battle pass, you will have enough crafting shards to make a legendary that you want. Which is cool. Which is good. Like, do that. But they also have now, if you buy the battle pass, you get a legendary Spitfire skin.
Yeah.
And then the level 100 skin is for one of the best weapons in the game, which is the carbine.
Oui.
And the more you kill with it, the more it evolves, just like the Havoc from last season.
Yes.
So it looks pretty cool. It looks pretty cool. And then the last one is some Shenmue 3 news.
Oh, wait. Before you go to Shenmue.
Okay.
Back to Apex.
Okay.
The big thing that I want to talk about.
Yes.
Fucking bait and switch.
The bait and switch.
So when they announced Season 2, they had this wild trailer, which just looks awesome.
Oh, the Borderlands trailer.
Yes. Why would they change the art style to pull me in?
Why did they make an anime trailer for a mobile gacha game?
Yeah, I don't know. But, like, Apex already has an established look.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. It just irritated me.
Why? Because you like the other art style?
Yeah, I was like, fuck, I like this Borderlands bullshit. Like, I like it.
Yeah.
Give me this game. It looked wild.
Let me tell you about a game called Borderlands 3.
That game's not out yet.
I want to play something with that art style now.
Yeah, give me colors now. But that's all I wanted to say.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess it was cool.
Yeah, it was cool. That is not
the game.
I mean, like, it's definitely when... It's not to the level when Blizzard makes, like, an animated short
film. Oh, yeah, it's like StarCraft.
Yeah, one of their games, and you're like, oh, my God.
Someone made a video recently where they took the Jim Raynor suit-up sequence, that whole CG sequence,
wow.
And then at the very end... It's StarCraft 1 Raynor, and it goes out of the It's so funny. It's such a good...
It's not to that level, but yeah. It was... kind of irked me a bit.
It's good stuff. But Apex, actually, I've been playing it even though the season was over, and that game's still fun.
Like, I bet.
That's one of my favorite first-person shooters in recent
years. I know, it's good. It's a good game.
It's good stuff. After that is Shenmue. So this one's short but sweet. Shenmue's still not out. It's not that.
When did the Kickstarter go live?
Like 3 years ago.
Ah.
3 years ago, Vince.
Games take a while to develop. Ask Kojima-san.
No. This Shenmue motherfucker. Yo, did you hear the news from E3? He was like, oh, with the release of Shenmue 3, this is just like 1/5 of Ryo's story. Homeboy wants to make Shenmue until he dies.
No, man. You're finishing that shit up with a light novel.
Probably, yeah. Yeah, probably. So, yeah, Shenmue 3 is still on out. But there's a big controversy because during E3, it was announced that the PC version of the game will be Epic Store exclusive.
Oh.
And the Kickstarter promise Steam copies.
Oh.
So, what Epic Games is doing is that they said they will refund anybody who doesn't want an Epic Store version. Is not what I expected.
What did you expect?
I expected them to say, tough cookies, bitch. Because then at that point, if they, like, that's the ultimate power move. Like, if you actually want people to download your client, just be like, oh, you pre-ordered this game you thought was going to be the same? Oh, man, that sucks, because it's on ours now. Here's a download page to the Epic thing. But this is also one of those things where I don't get the outrage for this. Like, Steam has a monopoly on digital game sales. And yes. Competition is only good. Yes. Competition is good. Yes. Straight up.
Yes.
I don't understand why people are just like, I gotta download another 20 megabyte app? Fuck! Like, I don't have space on my 10 terabyte hard drive.
They don't.
It's full of porn.
Exactly.
It's full of that VR 4K porn.
I know. I know. I feel your pain.
I just don't get why this is such a big deal.
Convenience.
It's on your computer. You have to double click a thing.
You know, we live this... you know, do you know why? Do you know why physical video games are dying?
They're not, though.
Do you know why?
They're not dying.
Do you know why physical video games are dying?
They're not dying.
Do you know why physical?
People, listen, I was in EB Games. It was full of games.
Was it?
Yeah.
Dude, more than half that store is toys.
I didn't notice. I was just looking at the games.
Oh, the empty boxes.
Yeah, those games are great.
One copy each.
They got a lot of games.
Because they're running out. Supply is running dry.
I don't know what you're talking about, man. Physical media forever.
Do you know why physical media is dying?
I just bought a Vita game.
I'll tell you why. What? Because even though we live in a place where we can have bookshelves of all our physical media, mm-hmm. no one wants to get up and change the disc. That's convenience issue number one.
I do that all the time. It's fun. You get to like open it and be like, oh, there's a nice disc art. And you pop it in.
No.
And I own the thing.
No. No.
And if I don't want it anymore, I could sell it.
Do you know what the most anticlimactic gift you could give somebody is?
What?
Any sort of media. Any sort of physical media.
Now, I'm pretty excited when I get good games.
Yeah, but it's so... It's like they open... Like, you open it, right?
And vinyl.
Yeah, but it's like you open, you're like, oh, yay! And like, we know you're excited, but it's
yeah,
like...
Yeah. But I can't do anything with it right now.
Yeah, like, at the moment, like, it's the most anticlimactic gift. All right,
you know what? Know what else is very anticlimactic? Yeah. A fucking gift card. Because it's like, oh, yay, a gift card. Let me download this 100 gigabyte game I downloaded.
Oh, yeah, that's good. That's
I
good
gotta stuff. Wait no, that's 4 hours.
That's good stuff. You know why? Because that gift card you could use on your phone on the fly. You can just do it there.
Just scan that shit. Yeah,
it's over. That's the future.
I guess.
Yeah. But okay. Guess. So Shenmue.
Like that's one of those things where I'm just like, I understand that the world is coming to a very convenience focused market.
Yeah.
But also, what's more convenient than double clicking a thing while you're sitting down?
Not double clicking that thing and still having it happen.
Okay, then have it run when your computer starts. Mm, then you're Gucci.
I have to set that up that one time.
No, it's just automatic.
No. I have to install that client that one time. I can't, man. I just can't. Like,
it's too much.
It's the pressure.
Do I gotta save it to my C drive, my D drive? Like, what am I gonna do?
Exactly.
God damn it. Motherfuck.
I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, but that's it. That's all my picks. League has like an arcade event going on where they got new arcade skins.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. One of them's very 80s. It's Garen. Mm-hmm. He looks dope.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's it.
Yeah, I don't know. Check out the trailer for River City Girls. Seems pretty cool.
River City Girls looks fucking rad.
Sure does. I'm gonna get that game.
Is there co-op in that game?
I think so. It's on the Switch, right?
Yeah. But is it like local co-op?
I think so.
Hmm.
Well, yeah, I'm pretty sure you could do it. Like, it's like only like, what, 4 buttons?
It's gotta be 2. Punch and jump.
Oh yeah, that's true.
Right? Like, yeah. And then, or was it punch and kick and jump?
Oh, okay, yeah. Oh,
and if
no,
you
pre- no.
Is that the game where if you press both together, then you do a special move that takes away some of your life?
I think so. Yeah, anyway, and the premise behind this one is, like, your boyfriends get stolen.
Yeah, okay. That's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool.
I was just thinking, like, man, I need another, like, beat 'em up.
You know which one I heard is really good? Mm-hmm. The Scott Pilgrim beat 'em up.
Yeah.
On the PS3?
Yeah.
I heard that's awesome.
Did you not?
I never played it.
What?
Yeah. It's really good. Is it?
Yeah. Damn. We all beat it. What the?
I never played that. I heard that's rad.
Well, I don't know what to tell you. Well, but I can tell you about what I did this week.
What'd you do?
I continue to watch Friends.
Why? How far are you?
There's 10 seasons. I am at season 5.
Jesus. You watched 2 seasons?
I'm gonna get there.
You watched 2 seasons this week.
I'm gonna get there.
2 seasons.
I'm gonna get there.
So what's happening now?
Phoebe has a baby with her brother.
Oh, the surrogate? Yeah. Yes. Okay, I remember this. Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God, that just happened. Ross and Rachel aren't together.
Okay.
The
As it should be.
Yeah.
Is this where we're watching Rachel and Joey get together?
No.
Or is that later?
I think that's like toward the end, the back half. Because Monica and Chandler aren't together yet.
Oh, Chandler Bong?
Chandler Bong. Chandler and Joey are robbed!
Oh, yeah!
Yeah. So, yeah, no, that show's still continuing on.
Mm-hmm.
And it's still very much, holy shit, a cell phone would
solve all their problems.
Yes. Amazing. Like,
this is why people have so much trouble writing modern day stories.
Yeah, it's my cell phone's insane. Thing. They're like, I gotta go downstairs to hail a cab, and then I gotta go back upstairs to make sure I get my people to come down.
Mm-hmm.
Today it's just like, call an Uber.
Call an Uber. Uber tells me I'm here. Let's go.
Yeah, like holy cow, you know, or like, my car broke down.
Mm-hmm.
I'm stuck in the middle of nowhere. I don't know where I am.
What am I gonna do?
Yeah. And it's like, where are you? Or a couple miles outside of...
You have to walk to a phone booth.
Freelton? Okay, where? Just keep driving and then eventually you'll find us. And it's like...
What?
What? Where's that Google Maps?
No, you gotta get a map. Like an actual map.
It's nuts. I realize now why I'm so witty. This show.
Was it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I have absolutely...
Been influenced.
Like, just... Especially from Mr. Chandler Bong. That man has some amazing one-liners.
So good.
He just has, yes, he has some good one-liners. Unfortunately, I realized the character I identify with most of this is Rachel.
Rachel Green. Wait, why?
I don't know. I just feel like, you know, like, of the group, she's the one who started later in life.
Who'd you put me as?
I don't know.
Who's TJ in the Friends group?
I don't know. I don't think that far ahead.
Okay.
I think about myself.
Wow. You greedy bitch.
Yeah. It wasn't like who of my friends would I put in this group. I just mean like of those that cast.
Okay, all right.
Because they're only like, yeah, they're like at 30, right?
Yeah.
But, and while a lot of them have all like super established careers,
mm-hmm.
except for Joey and
Joey. Joey's an actor. Struggling actor and Phoebe does stuff.
Yeah. Rachel's the only one who she's actively started later in her life. And I'm like, mm-hmm. Oh man, yeah, I guess I do follow that path. It's like, okay.
Is that what her whole thing is? Like she started life.
Well, she's a daddy's girl, right? She's never had a job.
Mm-hmm.
She never went to school.
Mm-hmm.
And then she first moves in with Monica at like 25.
Oh, okay.
Right? And then she starts as a waiter for like the first 3 years
mm-hmm.
until she finally gets an office job in fashion.
Job.
Yeah, like as an admin.
Hmm.
So, yeah, no, it was weird.
Huh.
It was really weird. Yeah, Friends continues to be Friends.
Okay.
I will continue to watch.
Nice.
Games wise, I meant to play Monster Hunter Iceborne, but I didn't.
Amazing.
But it's okay. I'll just play it when it comes out.
I think we should catch you up. I think we should get you up to, like, Cool of Torah.
Yeah, I probably should do that. I think I'm pretty sure I'm at, like, HR 42 or 43.
Dude, you're so close.
So, yeah, I better just do it. No, the game, I ended up buying the new Formula One game because it came out earlier this year.
Oh.
Because usually it comes out around the beginning of September, mm-hmm. but this year it came out in June.
Oh, okay.
So I bought it. They didn't overhaul the graphic system. They just changed the lighting,
mm-hmm.
but it does wonders. It looks...
Oh, it just looks that much better?
Yeah, it's amazing how much lighting can just change something, but it looks really good. Yeah, new game. They've updated more or less, like, small little tweaks here and there.
Are these games the equivalent of, like, Madden or NBA 2K games, where it's just like, here's the new roster?
Kind of.
And this is basically the only change.
Kind of, but for this year, they're actively trying to do more stuff, like... This one feels like the most jam-packed with content.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they have historical mode.
Okay.
Where you, like, you play as the Legends
Senate. In their cars.
Yeah, in their cars.
Okay.
They have classic car mode, where you could, like, take famous cars from the past and do, like, one class races. Mm-hmm. They introduce, so Formula, like, Formula One is the pinnacle of open
wheel
motorsports.
Yeah.
But like every other sport out there, there's a feeder series to get there, right? And so this is the first year they've introduced Formula 2.
Oh.
So you can start as a Formula 2 driver.
Dude, I'm waiting for that game where you start in karting.
Yeah, I know.
And you go from kart to...
That's the dream.
Yeah.
But I think it's like all... The reason they can't do it is like it's all caught up in licensing.
Probably.
Like, yeah.
So is it... What's the flow of that? Like, is it karting, then Indy?
No. So it's karting, and then you move up into... It's just bigger open wheel races in Europe. So you can go like... Like, a lot of manufacturers have their own. Like, there's Formula Ford, mm-hmm. Formula Renault.
Okay.
Formula 3.
Oh, and it's their manufacturing league.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then, like, usually after that, it goes, like, Formula 3, and then Formula 2.
And then Formula and then
1. Yeah.
Just wait till that Formula 0, baby.
Yeah. I can't wait for that.
You can't wait for that
Intergalactic racing.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I can't wait. But yeah, no, so it's fun. The thing about Formula 2 is, like, the way they sold it was like, oh, yeah, you play a season in Formula 2, and then you get picked up by one of the Formula 1 teams, and you start the real game.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it does that, but they pick key moments from Formula 2. So think of it like challenges, like your rival broke your front wing, now you have to pit.
Oh, I thought you were going to say it's a license test.
No, and it's like, there's 6 laps to go in the race, can you catch him?
Oh, okay.
And there's like, I think there's only 3 events like that.
Oh.
But it feels very experimental because it has a storyline.
Whoa.
Like, they introduced 2 brand new characters.
Is it directed by Spike Lee?
No. No, but it's the equivalent of like a very basic version of, you know, like when you play like My NBA and they have like a, or like My NFL and there's like a.
Or NBA Street.
Sure. Yeah. And they have that kind of stuff. And it's like, this is kind of interesting, kind of cool, because they also graduate with you to Formula One.
Mm-hmm.
So they will replace real drivers.
Oh, wow.
And okay. So it's like, so I picked Ferrari and like my rivals went to Mercedes and Red Bull.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're missing their 2nd drivers. And it's like, oh, okay, this is interesting. But yeah, no, game is fun. I have lots of fun with it. It's Formula One. It's okay. I can really say I am doing pro mode.
I feel like with those type of games, it's really the only way.
Yeah, so like cockpit cam only, all assists off,
mm-hmm.
full distance races. So, yeah.
Damn.
It is.
An experience.
Yeah, and when I say full distance races, I also mean full length practice sessions.
I'm surprised you don't have a wheel.
I should. I would be about a lot faster.
You're a Thrustmaster.
Yeah, it's a lot of commitment.
Not really.
Because if I get a wheel, I'd want a chair. And then if I did that, I'd want a desk.
Well, start off small.
Not a desk, but like a proper, like, I'd want a unit.
Start off small.
No.
And then you build. And then you build.
I have enough expensive hobbies as it is.
But that expensive hobby ends. You get the wheel.
Does it end?
And then that's it.
Does it end?
That's it.
Let's be real. Does it end?
And then you get the helmet with the Google Glass.
It doesn't end, Anthony.
And then you put an IR tracker on your head
because,
so you can, like, move around.
Because after I'm done buying the consumer-grade version, I'm going to start looking into the commercial-level shit.
Well, once you get to that level in your career, then all power to you.
I've seen those, like, for $50,000, we could just send you everything in a box
situation. Do it. Just do it.
And I have been tempted.
To spend a year's worth of salary.
You know, instead of buying my actual car, I could have bought a digital one.
You should have bought the digital one. No insurance on that.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, but you can't finance that shit. They want the cash up front now.
Aw.
Yeah, I feel like there's something else I did. But I probably didn't.
Amazing.
Yes, so that was my week.
All right, this week for me has been...
Hot.
Pretty chill. Oh, it's been fucking hot. Oh my god. But it's been pretty chill. See what I did there?
Yeah.
Temperature.
I got it.
I've just been playing some games. Still playing League of Legends.
Wow. You know what I haven't played?
What?
Overwatch.
Yeah, so I think this is the curse. Where, like, when I stop playing League, you're going to get back into Overwatch.
Probably.
Right? Like, it just trades off. Like, yeah. It gave me the sickness. So I've still been playing League, and I've taken a new strategy to ranked games that's been working out pretty well. Yep. It is just fill whatever role.
Oh no.
So in the like role selection screen, yes, before you queue up, I just pick, give me the empty spot.
Wow.
And the only time I ask to switch is when I'm mid, because those like magic, wow, assassin characters I'm not good at.
Wow.
But I'm taking one for the team.
Wow.
So lately I've been playing a lot more top.
Yes.
And a lot more AD carry.
Oh my.
And AD carry is, that's a whole different game. Oh. That's just a different game. Because
it's called AD carry for a reason.
It is, because your success is really based off your kiting abilities, mm-hmm, but also your team's ability to peel people off you.
Mm.
And so I don't trust anyone to peel anybody off me, so I pick champions with very high kiting abilities. So my favorite one to play is Ashe. She just uses a bow and ice arrows. But all of her moves, so if she crits, she doesn't do bonus damage, but she slows the other characters. And she has another move where it's just a wide spread of arrows that slows everybody. Her ultimate is an arrow that shoots in a straight line, and it goes the whole map.
Wow.
And if it hits somebody, it stuns them for a certain amount of time, increasing the more the arrow travels. So sometimes I'll recall and I'll see a fight going on in mid, and I'll just launch it from base and I'll walk to my lane. And then by the time they see it in their lane, they get hit by it. And then my guy gets a free kill and I get an assist. Right. So sometimes you can do those sneaky, like just launch a thing, just let it go. So that's fun. But my main thing is in jungle, I've been playing a old character called Nunu, and Nunu is a little boy who has a monster best friend. Think of like Where the Wild Things Are.
Mm-hmm.
But instead of like this weird story, it's just like, they're just bros. They hang out, have snowball fights and stuff. But he was one of the like original League characters, and they reworked him. His skill sets are his Q, which you bite if you bite a neutral monster or a minion, you do a huge amount of true damage and you heal a ton of life. Your W is you throw snowballs at a guy,
uh-huh,
and then afterwards your monster can throw snowballs.
Okay.
And then whoever was marked with the snowballs, if they're near you after a certain amount of time, they get stunned and they get locked in place. They kind of get frozen.
I see.
Your E, which is my favorite. QWERTY. Yeah. Okay.
How long have you been playing on the computer?
I don't remember. I just type it. I don't remember where it is. So your other move on the keyboard.
Oh my god, okay.
Is my favorite one. It's called the biggest snowball ever.
Mm-hmm. I can imagine what this is.
You and your monster that you are riding make a giant snowball.
Yo.
And as you're running, the snowball gets bigger and bigger and bigger, and you get faster and faster and faster.
Yep.
So this is perfect for jungle, because what you do is you start up that snowball like halfway down the lane. And as you're coming in, you're at max speed with a giant snowball. And the bigger the snowball is, the more damage it does when it hits. And also the more they get knocked up when they get hit by it. And it's just super fun to use, because you can like curve it around corners and stuff. So you can come out of a bush and then just like curve it around a corner and then smack some dude. Or if you think that the guy like is going to kill you and you just want to like get the CC for your teammate to finish the job, if you press the button again, you just let the snowball go, and it'll go in a straight line for a certain distance. Yeah. And if it hits them, then it does the pop up and whatever.
I see.
And then his ultimate move is that he just like stands in a circle and channels absolute zero temperature around him. He gains a shield and just does damage. So it's cool.
Neat.
But he's so useful for objective taking. Because I'm in like silver one, it's really hard to get people to take objectives.
Huh.
So I take other people out of the scenario and I just do it myself.
Oh.
Because the bite, like once I have it maxed, it does huge damage to like all the major objectives. And the bite plus my smite, which also is a summoner skill, which does more true damage, I just take those things by myself. Like, I'll just take a dragon at level 4 and then give my whole team a buff. I'll take a Rift Herald at level whatever, and then I can summon a dude to take down a huge tower. So it's it just cut the most frustrating part of jungle, which is your teammates not listening.
Yeah.
And because I can just do it myself.
Yeah.
You can build him like super damage, but I don't know. I wouldn't really recommend it. His moves aren't very great. So I just build him just pure tank. Yeah, and I get it, and I support my dudes. Mm. So yeah, it's been fun actually. I think they changed up rank mode a bit because I'm gaining a lot more LP, which is like the points to rank up, faster than I did in previous seasons. And also when I lose now, if it's like a really close game, I don't lose that many points. Like before it was like you win a game and you get like 15 points, and then you lose a game and you lose like 25, and you're like, what the fuck, right? But in this one, maybe it's just like my hidden skill rank, which is like your MMR. Maybe that's just making this way, but it seems like I'm losing points way less than I am gaining points. So cool. Seems cool. So I'm almost in gold 5, which is usually the goal of any season for me, because I think at the end of season, if you're in gold, you get a skin. So yeah, I've just been playing that. Lux is now a busted support. She uses like light bindings, a lot of slows, and she has a giant rainbow laser beam. And she just dominates.
Sounds hot.
It's pretty good. And then I've just been playing more Judgment.
Oh yeah, that's that game.
Judgment is still good. I encountered a series of side missions where you have to subdue like the hentai trio, pretty much.
Sexy.
Yeah, there's one guy. So I fought two of the guys. One of his name. One of the guys' names is Professor Panties.
Oh. Professor Panties.
Professor Panties, and when he's been stealing some guy's sister's underwear, and you have to find him, crack him down because he's a pervert. But when you go to fight him,
pervert or legend,
I don't know, baby. I don't know. So to catch him, you have to buy panties from like this fancy clothing store, and you set it as bait because he's stealing panties with a drone.
When you buy these panties, they come out of your currency, your funds?
Yeah, they come out of my funds.
Oh wow.
So you buy the panties, and then the guy at the thing, he's just like, "Oh, do you want this wrapped up?" And he's like, "No, I have a more immediate use for it."
Oh.
And then the guy's like, "Oh, okay, sir. Have a good day." And he's like, "No, they're not for me." He's like, "It's okay, sir. We do not shame here." To each their own.
Wow.
And you like set him up, but the thing is, when you find him after he just like steals the panties, he pulls out a pair because he's like, "Oh, like you bought these. I've been smelling man panties. This is disgusting." Right? But he pulls out his own pair before the fight, and he like sniffs it.
Yeah.
He's like, "Oh yes, college co-ed." Right? And he actually gets like Super Saiyan powered up from smelling this girl's panties.
Oh my god.
And then there's another guy. His name is Ass Ketchum.
Wow.
He is an ex-track star. He's been going around touching girls' asses telling them what physical activities they would be good at based on the muscle structure of their ass.
Oh my god. This sounds wild.
Oh, dude. I don't know what it is about. So I don't know what it is about Japanese games, just Japanese. They have the ability to go from dead serious crime story to wild ass shit and have no qualms with jumping in between.
That's Japan.
Yeah, the crime story is still fantastic. I'm learning. There's a lot more players in the game. Corrupted cops.
But of course,
like double crossing Yakuza. Just like bringing up your path, like dirty lawyers, like it's a whole thing. It's fucking awesome. It's such a great crime story. But also on the side, I'm racing drones around the city. So there's a lot of wild stuff going on in that game, and it's classic Yakuza, man. It's that Yakuza formula, and I think this is one of those games where if they keep on with this character and like continue on it as like he's the new Kiryu. This is the game where it's the growing pains, where they're coming off of Yakuza, so they still have a lot of stuff residual from it, but I feel like as the game goes on, it'll come into its own. So I really like all the new characters. I really hope this isn't just a a single one-off thing. But it's really good. It's really, really good.
Okay.
And then I've been, I watched Evangelion.
All of it.
Not all of it. How I watched up to episode 9.
Okay.
8 or 9. Fair. Where they do the Azuma kick.
Oh, the double?
Yeah, the double.
Oh.
Yeah, they do the double.
Nice.
So I did up to that. And I was watching it with some friends.
Yeah.
And my one friend just hated the thing that I love about the Yakuza games, which is Evangelion goes from super serious.
Yeah.
I am just a corrupted child who is messed the fuck up.
Yeah.
To, I'm a German lady on a warship and I'm jumping across boats.
Oh, like, yeah, that's right. When she makes her appearance. Yeah. She's like, oh, I'm Asuka Soryu.
And then she like the wind takes up her skirt. And then put, she fucking hated that shit.
Oh, man. She kicks ass.
Yeah, Asuka's pretty good. But I'm right on the cusp of where I remember the show getting very, very serious. So I'm pretty excited to continue.
How'd you like that sniper rifle scene?
I loved it in the movie.
Yeah.
I loved it in this.
Yeah.
Yo, where are we going to get enough energy to pierce AT field? All of the Nihon, baby! Like,
we just use all of them! All of them electricity.
You know this whole island? We're going to get it from there. The whole island.
It's good. It's good.
And, like, I forgot that, like, Rei has this weird affection for Gendo.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Her dad.
And I'm just like, yo, Gendo, like, he doesn't love you, man. He just wants results.
Yeah.
But, or does he? Because he, like, burned his hand saving her. And now she's just like, he loves me. Oh, my God. I just forgot that whole thing where, like, Shinji likes the girl that likes his dad. Yeah. That's fucked up.
Yeah.
It's so fucked.
Yeah.
Yeah. To be honest, I'm enjoying it more than I did when
you're older, right?
Yeah.
And you've been exposed to much more anime.
And the thing, though, is the Monster of the Week stuff, I've been enjoying much less.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. Where I'm just kind of bored.
Yeah.
Where it's like, oh, the whole sniper rifle scene. I was like, I know what's going to happen. Just give me the shot.
Yeah.
I just want to see the shot. Right? I want to see Rei get fucking melted.
Yeah. Wow.
She does. She gets melted.
Are we talking about porn here? What are we talking about?
No, we're talking about when the...
You just want to see the money shot.
The cube shoots the laser beam and it pierces the shield.
Yeah. All right. Yeah.
All right. And then... Yeah, even with the double Azuna kick, I'm like, this is cool, but also, like, this serves... Like, it barely serves a purpose of the story. It just introduces a character and then keeps going. The whole thing where they have to, like, be in sync.
Oh, yeah.
The whole day or whatever. Yeah. I'm just like, come on, hurry up. Yeah, let's go. So, yeah, I'm definitely enjoying it more. Once it gets into the wild shit, that'll be the true test of...
Yeah, to see if you can still hang on.
Do I still like this show? Do I still... want to go through the movies.
Yeah, I think I had that sort of same feeling when I went through Gao Gai Gar.
Really?
Yeah, where I was like, I actually hated the first 20 episodes of Gao Gai Gar.
Yeah, because it's all toy shit. Like, we have new powers to sell toys.
Yeah, and it's not until after that where you're like, oh, this show gets... But it's like, how am I supposed to sell somebody on that? Like,
yeah.
It's 50 episodes, but you just got to bear through the first 25.
Yeah, just bear through the first just half... Just watch that recycled button press animation over and over and over and
it's
over.
It's not a button press, man. It's a button break.
She breaks through that glass.
Yeah.
So, Evangelion is better than I remember.
Good. You watched the guys dub? Sub?
Sub.
Okay.
Sub. I haven't tried the dub yet.
Alright.
So, my week's been pretty static. It's been the same as last week.
Yeah.
I worked out a bit. I actually went on a bike ride by myself.
How was that?
I went on a very short one because I was afraid my tire would blow. So I went like 10K.
Tire would blow.
I was afraid that like I would be out and then I hit like a rock. And then because I don't have any spare tubes. So I'm like, I'm just going to cut it short.
Wow.
So.
Lame.
Yeah. I don't know. I gotta start doing something. Me sitting at my desk is just like stiffening the shit out of my legs.
Yeah, so that's how I try to go every day. I try when I get home.
Yeah. So yeah, it's been going. It's been going. I think I'm gonna be playing Judgment for a while.
Yeah.
Just because I think I'm maybe 8 hours in.
Yeah.
But it's like a 35-hour game minimum.
Yeah, I think I am gonna go back to Monster Hunter. I feel like I should get my skills back before
catch up, baby.
Before the ice gets born.
Yeah, let me know. You need TJ's been doing Gunlance.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I can bring back the hammer.
Yeah, I'm either switch axe or bow, so whatever.
Yeah, we'll catch up.
Yeah, I get some of that temper. Because I have to. Maybe we should start from the very beginning.
What?
No.
What the no. fuck? No, don't no. do that.
No.
Don't
no.
do that.
So next week will be also the final episode of the Anime Club of the season.
Yeah, because next week will be the last episode of JoJo.
So yeah, I hope you guys are looking forward to the end of that.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a new anime club.
Are you going to announce it now?
I'm going to announce it right now so you all prepare yourselves.
Mm-hmm.
We are doing all of Code Geass.
I've never seen this show.
Neither has TJ. It is one of my favorites. But because we suffered through JoJo, I'm putting in the Geass.
You said pick a show from the season.
I didn't think it was going to last 3/4 of a year.
It's not a whole year.
Holy shit, I didn't realize it was gonna be that long. I thought we were in for like a 12-episode extravaganza, and then we hit 24, and then now we're at 32, and I'm like, oh my god.
It's not that bad.
So yeah, if you guys, I think Code Geass you can watch. You can stream it on Funimation. I think you could do it on Crunchyroll as well.
Is it free on YouTube?
I don't think it's
free on YouTube. I know there's a lot of anime that's free on YouTube now.
Is it on Netflix? Oh, okay, yeah. Maybe it's not on Crunchyroll, it's on Netflix.
Okay.
Or if you're going to do it like us, like the pro way, pop in the Blu-ray.
Wow. Did you just want to rhyme that?
Yeah.
Is that the whole reason you said
yes!
that?
Yes! Yes.
Oh my god.
So get excited for that.
Is it on here? What? Oh, it is. Yeah. Code Geass Lelouch. It is on Netflix.
Yeah, I think Funimation, if you want to watch the dub, and Netflix has the sub. Or maybe it's both. I don't know. Be honest, I don't know.
I know what we could do after Code Geass. It's Hunter x Hunter.
No.
It's only like 90 episodes.
No. No. No.
We're not doing that.
No, because there's no ending to that.
Well, the anime ends. Kind of.
Does it end or does it just momentarily pause?
It's on hiatus.
Yeah, that's what I thought. All right. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll see you next week. Happy 4th of July.
Bye-bye.